USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Lawmakers attended a White House briefing about explosive allegations that Russia secretly offered bounties to Taliban-linked militants for killing American troops in Afghanistan. Members of Congress in both parties called for additional information and consequences for Russia and its president, Vladimir Putin. Representative Michael McCaul, the ranking member of the House Foreign Affairs Committee, and Representative Adam Kinzinger were in the briefing led by the Director of the National Intelligence, John Ratcliffe, White House Chief of Staff, Mark Meadows, and National Security Advisor, Robert O'Brien. The intelligence assessments came amid the President's push to withdraw U.S. troops from Afghanistan. While Russian meddling in Afghanistan is not new, officials say Russian operatives have become more aggressive in their desire to contract with the Taliban. Stay updated at USARadio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Picture this. A shortage of fuel has closed your electric utility, or any other possible disaster devastated your town. You're out of power. No lights. No news. That's why federal and state agencies urge you to have an emergency radio. Now you can get a free Dynamo World Band Emergency Radio. This powerful radio lets you stay informed during any type of emergency. It doesn't even need batteries. It comes with a hand crank generator and super bright LED flashlight. The Dynamo Emergency Radio includes the NOAA Weather Band, a long-range AM receiver, a high-sensitivity FM band, and even a USB jack to charge cell phones or other devices. The Dynamo Emergency Weather Band Radio retails for almost $30, but Newsmax wants to make sure you get this radio. So check out the free offer for the emergency radio by going to gettheradio.com. That's gettheradio.com. Or call toll-free 877-NEWSMAX. That's 877-NEWSMAX. This radio could save your life. This offer may end soon, so order today.
House Democrats failed to override President Donald Trump's veto of a measure that would have reversed the Education Department's tough policy on loan forgiveness for students misled by for-profit colleges. It marks a victory for Education Secretary Betsy DeVos, whose policy on student loan forgiveness was in jeopardy after Congress voted to reverse it in March. It now remains in place and will fully take effect July 1st. A statement from the Education Department says it looks forward to implementing a rule that protects students from fraud, treats higher education institutions fairly, and protects taxpayers. Several Minneapolis City Council members who have received death threats following their calls to defund the police after the death of George Floyd have now been assigned private security details, reportedly costing the city over $4,500 a day in taxpayer dollars. The Minneapolis City Council unanimously approved a proposal to eliminate the city's police department, initiating steps toward establishing a new holistic approach to public safety. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Amid a wave of calls for statues to come down and names to be changed because of racist connotations, California Democrats would like to rename a well-known airport. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
They want to change the name of John Wayne Airport in Orange County, saying that the late actor was a racist and a homophobe.
I wouldn't make it a habit calling me that, son.
The move comes after a controversial interview with Playboy magazine by the legendary actor in 1971 resurfaced and made the rounds on social media. In it, Wayne does appear to voice opinions about homosexuality, African Americans, and Native Americans that are considered racist and homophobic. Local Democrats are pressing the County Board of Supervisors to change the name of the airport back to its original name, which was Orange County Airport. I'm Chris Barnes.
The New York Police Department says so far this month, 233 members have filed for retirement, nearly double the amount compared to the same time last year. According to retired New York Police Department Lieutenant Darren Porter, who teaches criminal justice at Pace University, the lack of support from political leaders is one component. The second is the cantankerous relationship between the police and community with relations. In the wake of George Floyd's death in Minneapolis on May 25th, thousands of protesters have been marching daily against the police in New York City, and now hundreds are camping out in front of City Hall demanding Mayor Bill de Blasio cut over $1 billion from the New York City Police Department's budget. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt. We'll be right back.